Connect NC started off as a means of funding transportation projects, but while its purpose shifted, its name did not. Representative Rick Catlin says the initial plan would have been a better use of bond money, with educational expenses worked out within the budget.
Businesses don't come to the ports because of our roads and our rail, that they can get better in other states. So that economic growth, if we had that infrastructure in place, would grow the amount of money we had in our budget for education. And it would be able to lower taxes. So that would be the best investment. And then we could help all the community colleges every year and not just at one time, which is one of the concerns, is if this causes debt that causes tax problems in the future, you're going to have a hard time getting any more money.
Suzanne Adams is the president of Brunswick Community College, which is set to receive about $2.85 million if the bond passes. She says transportation is already getting more money since the state legislature passed a budget that provides an additional $440 million in funding.
I'm afraid that if we just budget community colleges, you're not going to ever be able to budget a $10 million STEM building for me. I'm not going to be able to get that from the state, and certainly not all 58 of us. We tried that. All of us had that as a priority. We sent in our first priorities, but the amount of the bond for community colleges would have been astronomical.
The bond issue is on the March 15th primary ballot. Isabel Shepherd, WHQR News.